We're doing Tehillim, the learning of how to learn Tehillim, and we are up to the conclusion. Hopefully in this class we will conclude the Ta'amim we need to know. So let's go back to some of the Ta'amim we learned. If you recall, we have the Siluk at the end of a Pasuk. Every Pasuk ends with a Siluk. And the tune for a Siluk is not consistent. If... We'll get back to that in a second. That's what we'll focus on. What we need to know is that the stress of the word is on the syllable under which you have the siluk. The siluk is like a straight line going down, a vertical line. So in every pasuk, you look at the end of the pasuk. Let's take a chapter we all know. Go to chapter 24. So the first pasuk, Tevel v'yoshev va. It's under the vase. Ve'al neharot yechonin neha. You see, it's under the nun. So the stress is on that nun. Umi yakum bimkom kodsho. It's not kodsho. It's kodsho, the stress is on that syllable. Almost always in Hebrew, the stress is on the final syllable of a word. So if we go, we'll skip the next pasuk, and then we go to utzdaka me'elohe yish'o. We'll skip the next pasuk again, and ve'yavo melech hakavod. So the stress, it's easy to know, and a siluk, the stress is on the syllable on which the tune, the siluk, appears. In an olev yored, that's where you have on top of the word, you have like a mercha, on top of the word you have like an arrow, and on the bottom of the word you have like a comma. So there we said the stress is on the yored, it's on the comma, right? So if we go back to the beginning of the chapter, LeDavid Mizmor. The LeDavid is a lead-in into the Olev Yored, right? That's a Revi'a Katon. It leads into the Olev Yored, where the stress is going to be on the Mercha part, the comma that's under the Mem. LeDavid Mizmor. Okay? So that we've not done. In an Atnach, it's the same way. The stress is going to be on the letter of the Atnach. So if we go to the first pasuk, Lashem ha'aretz umlo'ah, the stress is on the Aleph. Ki hu al yamim yesadah. Next, a revi'a. Again, revi'a gadol or revi'a katan. It doesn't matter if it's a revi'a or it's a revi'a leading into an olev yored. Revi'a olev yored. The stress is going to be on the letter where you have the revi'a. We run into a tzinor. So here it depends. If it's a tzinor as opposed to tzinorit, remember the tzinor is that line which is like a squiggly line, right? It's like a sideways eight. So do we have one here? Mize, yes, or if we take the last pasuk, mihuze. Remember, the tzinor always appears on the last syllable, the tzinor. So then, the tzinor does not connote where we put the stress, because the way I recognize a tzinor is simply whether it appears on the last syllable or not. If it appears in the end of the word, so then I know it's a tzinor. If it does not appear in the end of the word, then it's a tzinorit. And we said if it doesn't appear in the last syllable, so then it's like a supportive tune, just like all like a munach. Tzinorit, munach, mercha, ilui, tarcha, atnach. So if it appears on the last syllable, that makes it into tzinor. Tzinor. But that doesn't tell me where to put the stress. Then we run into a dechi. If you recall, a dechi is like the a comma, only going upward, yes, like a backward comma. And the difference between whether something is going to be a dechi or a tarcha is whether it's written on the first syllable. If it's written on the first syllable, then it connotes a pause. So let's look at the first pasuk. Under Lashem, we have a dechi. But that doesn't tell me where to put the stress. Le David mizmor Lashem ha'aretz umlo'ah tevel v'yoshev'eva. Ki hu, again, it's a dechi because it appears just before the first syllable. But that won't tell me where to put the stress. So on a dechi and on a tzinor, I can't know where to put the stress. Okay? And then we run into revia mugrash. If you look at the end of the first pasuk, on tevel, we have the revia mugrash. So again, the stress is going to be on where the revia is. Tevel. And the next pasuk again. Ve'al neharot. And the next pasuk again. Umi yakum. So in a revia mugrash, the stress is going to be where you have the revia part of the revia mugrash. The rest are pretty much self-explanatory. So that's this class with regard to stress. So let's review quickly what we said today. We said that with the siluk, so then that's where you put the stress. At the end of a pasuk, the siluk connotes the stress. And in ole v'yored, the stress is on the yored. Ole v'yored is again where you have the arrow on top and the comma on bottom. So then the stress is there, where the yored is, where the comma is. On an atnach, it's where the atnach is. Revia, where the revia is. Be it revia gadol or revia katon. Tzinor, the sideways eight. So then that always appears on the last syllable. That does not tell me where to put the stress. Tzinor. And the same with the dechi. The dechi will always appear before the first syllable. So that doesn't tell me where to put the stress. The revia mugrash, where you have an azla gerish on top of the word. You have, that's what we have at the end of almost every pasuk, right? Where you have an azla gerish, backwards, an upside down comma on top of the word, and then a revia, that a dot shaped like a diamond over the word. So there, the stress is going to be on the revia, and the rest are pretty much self-explanatory. So that's what we learned so far.